Lee, Kate's roommate and best friend, had suggested that the psychologist would find that the man had more mental problems than a mere tendency to anger at the slightest provocation. In fact, Lee had said that she wouldn't be surprised to hear on the news he had flipped and gone on a rampage that killed dozens of innocents at the local McDonald's or something.
"Whatever you do, Katie, don't piss this guy off."
Lee had vowed to put cops like Matt behind bars, an appealing idea to Kate and one thing she liked about her. Lee, though, had about another 3 years of law school, and in the meantime, Matt ran loose on the streets. Looking at the man's nasty, smirking face made Kate wish she could be a super-powered vigilante. Lee would say even Matt deserved a fair trial, but that's why superheroes always hid their identities, even from friends. Kate smiled at her own far-fetched fantasy.
"Hey there, what's the rush?"
he rumbled and grabbed Kate's arm, ostensibly to help her walk down the stairs. Instead of acting the gentleman, he appeared a creepy pervert. His smile, more of a leer, said,
"Girls like you shouldn't wear pants like those, not unless you're trying to make me grab you. It's a sin to tempt a man like that."
Kate shook off his arm.
"Off to work on my movie. You'd like it. It's about Jesus."
"Oh yeah? Happy to hear it. Maybe you'll come to church this Sunday."
Somehow, he made even that invitation sound sleazy. Kate shuddered.
"Look, I can't keep Jesus waiting, so I'll be on my way. I'm sure you're off to shoot bad guys, right?"
She said that over her shoulder as she slipped through the heavy glass doors of the apartment building. Matt shook his head.
"Nah, just out for a walk. So I'll keep you company. A lovely young woman like you shouldn't be walking alone."
Kate wanted to scream. She could deal with the fact that most of her male associates at school seldom gave her a second look. She hated going to the gym, didn't have money for makeup and fashion, and she refused to trade her ice cream for yogurt. If that meant spending Friday nights watching DVDs and waiting for Lee to get home from her date, so be it. That Matt found her attractive proved that God had a mean sense of humor.
"I had to get some fresh air after I saw the news this morning," Matt continued. "ANS just reported that some asshole claiming to be Jesus made a speech in some church in Germany. The guy says he made a mistake when he founded the Christian religion."
Kate laughed.
"That's got to be the biggest oops in history."
Matt turned a deeper shade of red.
"It's not funny. It would be if they dragged the guy off to the nut house where he belongs, but they didn't. Wait, it gets worse. People in the church said he performed miracles. This guy could be a serious problem. Kate, everyone needs..."
"Well, did he?"
Kate interrupted.
"Huh? Did he what?"
As if talking to a child, Kate said,
"Did he work miracles over there in Germany?"
Matt waved his hand.
"Oh, yeah, well, no, of course not. The news had a bunch of idiots claiming that the guy spoke to them in their own languages. Different languages, you know. What a crock. I always wonder where the idiot news people get their stupid eyewitnesses from. Then, a homeless piece of sh—"
"I think it impressive if he spoke to everyone in a different language."
"Damn it, aren't you listening?"
Matt yelled.
"Those news people gave it the spin they wanted, not what really—"
Undaunted, unafraid of Matt's raised voice, Kate remained calm.
"So, what are you so upset about if it's obvious the reporters are not telling the truth?"
Not waiting for an answer, she turned to continue down the stairs, but Matt grabbed her by the arm. She spun around, pulling herself free.
"Look, Matt, I'm sorry this guy upset you,"
Kate lied.
"Now, I have to go and make my film. I need to put a lot of work into this, so could you please just—"
"Don't you understand what I'm telling you, woman? Some guy says he's Jesus, threatens the Pope, and—"
"Oh, I get it. Look, if it makes you feel any better, I know for a fact that guy's a fake."
She grinned, waiting for Matt to fall into her setup.
"You do?"
he beamed.
"Well, sure I do. The real Jesus is here in D.C., I told you. I'm making a movie about him. He's a nice guy. Kind of cute, too. I'm going to be late to meet him if I don't hurry."
She flashed a smile at Matt as he sputtered an incomprehensible reply, while Kate doubled her pace. Not having a car meant she walked everywhere, and she could book it when she had to. She glanced at her watch. 8:30. She should be able to make it. As Kate put Matthew behind her, she failed to notice him trailing her.